Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want and take control of the airwaves here. I am sitting in for our Aria DeMezzo, who needed the night off. You can, of course, bring up absolutely anything. That's the point of the show. The number is 603-283-6160. I'm Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Mark.
So, once again, it was yet another day. Day number 7, I believe. Because yep. It was 4 days last week and 3 days so far this week. In the District Court Church in Concord, New Hampshire, where the Crypto 6 trial has been going on. I am the one defendant in the said Crypto 6 trial. And
right, because it's Crypto 5 to alt of pleas, right?
Unfortunately, they did.
Well, they all took deals. Only 4 took pleas.
True. So the trial continued today. The prosecution basically wrapped up their case with one exception. My ex-girlfriend and still to this day good friend, Renee, she came down with COVID earlier, or I guess over the weekend. It was announced on Monday.
After she gave half her testimony.
Right. She was almost done with being questioned by the prosecution on Friday. And then the weekend happened, and then Monday morning we learned that Renee's got COVID. So she has not yet finished her testimony, which means that the prosecution cannot rest their case until they can get Renee into the court. If they can't get her into the court in a decent amount of days, they're going to have to call a mistrial on this trial.
Let me ask some questions for the listeners. Can she just testify from another room?
In theory, if both sides were to agree to that, then that could happen, but we're not going to agree to that.
Why wouldn't you agree to that?
We have the right to question a witness in front of a jury.
Sure, the jury needs to be able to see the body language and everything from the witness. That's the reason.
And how are you supposed to know that she's not like being coached by someone else in the room if she's over video camera?
Yeah, well,
like,
the
there's
jury
lots of
wouldn't know
variables
anything.
That yeah. are like up in the air yeah. that just shouldn't so be introduced in court.
But they can't even let her into the courthouse right now.
Well, why can't they just let her in the courthouse? And I mean, it's not if there's a room to pick it up,
COVID
it doesn't matter.
Protocols.
Because this room, specifically, one of the jurors is like, mm-hmm. I'm super scared of Rhoda.
At least right? one juror yeah. insisted
we
on
we all
masks.
Have to wear masks yeah. for an entire 3 weeks. Yeah. You're damn right she can't come in. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we're not going to drag somebody in with COVID if I've got to sit there in a mask the whole time. So, you know, what about, special boxes or something they could build for or something?
Put her in a bubble.
You roll her in a big beach ball.
Yeah, so we'll see how that all plays out over the
basically,
next few days.
It's, it's the prosecution has gotten to ask questions. The defense hasn't. If the defense doesn't get to ask questions of this person who cannot come into the courthouse while testing positive, then the... You know,
they can't hold this jury forever, right? Like, they have to let them go at some point. But basically, they're done with their case at this point, with the exception of a few more exhibits during Renee and the cross-examination, and then their case will be rested. There was one big takeaway, or maybe more than one today, that the woman who they were going to call from the FBI, who is the FBI's top blockchain quote-unquote expert...
Yep.
Who was defrocked as an expert at the previous hearing prior to the trial. So there was like a trial or like a hearing on a motion that we had where they actually called this person in. Her name is Erin Montgomery. She's worked on, 100 cases over a decade, all blockchain related. And we learned that she has no actual official learning as far as education in computing. She's self-taught, so she's read some books on blockchain or whatever. But she admitted on the stand that anyone could do what she did, even my attorney.
Just
Mark
anyone.
Anyone.
He used himself for an example. Like, could I go and do exactly what you do? And she's like, yes.
Which is going to blockchain.com and typing things in and then hitting the print button, basically. Yeah. And so because she admitted that, and she also admitted she's never been considered an expert in any court ever, she admitted since anyone can do what she does, she is therefore by definition not an expert.
Right.
And in the world of the courts, there's a normal witness and then there's an expert witness.
Right.
And there's a certain level of qualification.
She doesn't have any business walking in since she's not on the case particularly.
Well, she can still come in. She can still testify. It's just she cannot testify as a quote-unquote expert.
But she was going to come in and testify, and then they decided today, never mind, we're going to throw her out.
Yep, they tossed her.
Not as an expert, just as a witness.
They didn't even call her.
And there would have been time to have her in if they had wanted to have her in, but now they're basically rested. And there's no court tomorrow because the judges are sort of waiting. Hopefully Renee feels better or something.
Yeah, that's what it's coming down to right now.
And I don't know how long the judge can wait.
It's up to the judge. Right? I don't know if there's a hard and fast rule as far as, well, you got to call it. Sounds like they're going to give it at least the weekend is the way it,
well,
it
he says Friday. They got to find out whether they're going to do a thing or not.
Friday will be 5 days. So if she is negative on Friday, then they're good.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying.
What's the 5 days have to do with that?
His arbitrary court rule is that if you have been tested positive first 5 days ago, then you are good to come in.
Okay.
If you're negative, you mean?
Yeah, if you're negative.
Right. Well, who's testing her? I mean,
I don't know. Is this a Zoom call where they have way of knowing, like, if it's, I don't know.
I don't know. The only way to find that out would be to talk to Renee, and I'm not allowed to talk to her. So that's one update. They're not calling their big quote-unquote fake expert who has been defrocked as an expert. And you know what? I'm actually kind of disappointed because what she was going to present, I think, actually would have ultimately helped us, and maybe they realized that, and that's why they didn't call her. They ultimately decided to not call a couple of the old ladies that they were going to have come in. A couple of the old ladies got COVID this week as well, so they threw them off. So they tossed off probably like five or six different witnesses. And one of the real like highlights of the day today, and overall, I think you guys agreed it was a really good day.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say regarding it. Is having sat there the vast majority of the day, unlike Bonnie, who has sat through every single second of this, I would have to say that I was pretty heartened by what I heard. I mean, you know, there were moments when I'm like, a wince or whatever, because this is the prosecution. Mm-hmm. The defense hasn't said anything. Well, like,
except for cross.
They've crossed. Yeah. But I mean, I can only imagine that Sissy at this point is going to kick their butts and, you know, because I'm not impressed with their case. Mm-hmm. There's no conclusive, and there's no smoking gun, there's no nothing.
I told you it was a sucky case.
It really, they haven't even woven together, other than to sort of say, you know, hey, some shady stuff was going on. And
there's scammers out there.
They haven't come out and revealed something like that maybe me and Mark weren't privy to, and we'd be like, oh my God, Ian, I can't believe you did that. They haven't done anything like that. It's just like, what if this looks bad.
He didn't tell the banks he was doing Bitcoin things.
Right. You know, he can't. Are you going to play the, speaking of Sam Bankman-Fried, are you going to play his little clip where he says you can't tell banks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't do that.
I don't think I'm going to introduce that into the trial, no.
It's just widely considered. Well, you clearly didn't. Yeah. And at this point, you need an explanation,
well,
it seems.
It might look bad if they're like, look, he's just like Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yeah, I don't. Or nothing like, right? Like, Sam Bankman-Fried is actually accused of defrauding people. And you're not accusing me of that. Like, openly, these witnesses on cross-examination have admitted that Ian is not accused of defrauding anyone.
Yep.
He didn't know who these fraudsters were. There's been no connection whatsoever to me or Aria and these other fraudsters at all. And there won't be, because it doesn't exist.
Well, because the prosecution's rested. You know, like, it's over.
Yeah.
Another thing I love, this is my favorite moment of the day, was, you know, the IRS forensic auditor gets up there, and I'm talking about 2 hours worth of testimony about numbers and
A literal tax feeder, by the way.
I was just going to freaking fall asleep.
Sissy gets up there and says, so, you know, Ian Freeman doesn't have any you don't have any tax returns from him, and you don't know what his write-offs are. You don't know anything about his stuff. He just made it all up, and he could...
She did taxes, quote-unquote, for me. She went to local Bitcoins. They gave on a responsive warrant or whatever, they gave over all of my profile history. So she went through almost 4,000 transactions over a four-year time period, which is where the four tax, quote-unquote, tax evasion charges.
She estimated what you would theoretically owe under, like, a kind of a basic filter, a basic algorithm. And then Sissy said, you never sent a letter to him and asked him to come in and give up some paperwork and discuss this and told him he may owe, right? And she was like, no, we never ever did that, ever.
And that he could, you know, very well have not owe anything in taxes, right?
Yep.
Correct.
Yeah.
He could very well owe nothing.
But she said that you may not owe anything.
And then he dropped the mic and just walked away. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here if you want. You can bring up anything here on this program where it's open phones, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bullion Max. And you know inflation is a real problem. Sure, the government's saying the number go down, inflation, quote unquote, down to 7.1%. I think I saw that headline yesterday. But let's be clear, that doesn't mean that prices are going down.
That means that prices are going up at a rate of 7.1 instead of like 9.1. That means they're still going up. The rate of inflation may have went down, but only by a small amount.
Correct.
And plus, you can't believe their numbers at all. Anyway.
Yeah, they're manipulated. And so what do you do about it? Well, savvy investors have been diversifying into some of the most stable assets in recorded history. Gold and silver from bullionmax.com/FTL. You can do it without even dealing with a salesperson. Your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. It's fast, it's easy, and it's a perfect opportunity right now to pick up some gold and silver for your loved ones. It's the holiday season. And, you know, yeah, there's all kinds of gifts out there that you could give, but there's nothing that is quite so lasting and so valuable as precious metals. Get on over to bullionmax.com/FTL. That's where you can start and pick up the 5 ounces of silver in their silver starter kit. Plus, they throw in a free gold back. If you've never had a gold back before, you got to get one of these things. They're amazing, and I think you're going to fall in love with
them.
Can
you buy silver backs on there?
Yeah, they actually, it's the exclusive place where you can buy silverbacks.
Oh, okay.
I am not aware if silverbacks are available anywhere else at this point. I believe it was an exclusive deal with Bullion Max. I could be wrong about that.
I'm excited to get mine.
The silverbacks are a really, really beautiful piece as well. But check out bullionmax.com/FTL. They got a ton of products there. But start out with that silver starter kit. You get a special offer because you're a Free Talk Live listener. We're talking about employee pricing. And it's 5 ounces of silver plus that free gold back. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL. So we've been talking about the trial of me, the Crypto 6 trial, as it has been called. And by the way, big thanks going out to everybody that has attended this trial. Some people have come from as far as a few states away, several states away, in fact, to come up here and attend this. So, wow, really
appreciate
it.
Somebody came from another country.
Somebody came from Florida.
Oh, wait, I thought you came from
another country.
I thought he did. I thought Mark did.
Oh, Mark doesn't count.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Why am I here?
You are here just for the trial. You think you're here a lot.
I'm here to cover you in case, you know, something goes poorly in the trial.
I think Mark counts. Ian.
And things could still go bad. We shouldn't get cocky here, even though it has been an absolute pleasure and a blast to watch Mark Sisti just chew up these federal agents.
Own them.
When they're on the stand. He's super nice to the old ladies that have been, and the old guys that have been sadly victimized by online scammers.
He even tells them, like, I'm sorry this happened to you.
Yep. And he's as quick as he can with them. He wants to get them out of there, and then that way we can focus back on these liars from the federal government who have literally been caught lying and covering for their violence against these peaceful people, including myself and you, Bonnie, who you had to go through the horrific raid against our home. The video of which, by the way, was played for a second time in court today as we dissected it even further.
And it's just like, even if the Long Beach lesbian, which is the witness that was on the stand today.
One of the FBI agents.
The special FBI agent on the case. Even if she was just, you know, giving answers like, this is pretty standard, it makes her look like a piece of crap that she just doesn't find anything wrong with that video.
No,
so,
she said it was by the book.
Yeah, she's like, this looks fine, you know, and she didn't say that, but that's how she acted.
I mean, she's not going to get caught up in the same thing that the lady that was in charge of the raid, Tebow, got caught in.
The lesbian wasn't there, but Tebow,
Tebow claimed that there was a call-out, and a call-out means, Ian Freeman, come out with your hands up, we've got you surrounded.
You've got 30 seconds, or whatever,
Whatever the time frame was, that we watched it, and you know, there's a time stamp on this video,
yes,
you know how long
it's
it
surveillance
is.
Surveillance cameras.
Basically, the soldiers pile out of their armored personnel carrier.
Two of them, they're two Bearcats.
Throw a grenade. I mean, essentially,
within 45 seconds
of
getting out of
the
car.
If they did call you out at 5:13 in the morning,
they
did it as they pulled back, pulled the pin on the grenade, and tossed it at your house.
Right.
And where they were standing, I don't think that anyone really understood, because like, I was like commenting to my friend sitting next to me the whole time. I don't think anybody understood that, like, where they were standing by my car, that's pretty far away from the house. Like, if somebody yelled there, I really don't think it would wake me up.
There was a distance involved in where they threw that grenade.
If they yelled, and I'm just, you know, let's go ahead and give them the benefit of the doubt. As they threw the grenade, they yelled.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we saw the timestamp. Who gets up? How quickly can you get up out of your bed? Who's awake at 5:13? And
well, nobody was awake at that. Our co-host.
But it didn't matter because as the smoke was still rising from the grenade, they were busting in his window.
Yes.
So he had no time to react.
The first thing he has said. Yeah, he was up programming at that time,
yeah.
And he said the first clue that he had that there was a raid going on in his house was the smashing of the glass from the Bearcat smashing in the window on the side of the room that he was, like, right outside,
yeah.
Like, right outside this studio, there's an entryway.
Oh yeah, he was downstairs.
Yeah, he was just sitting in the living room programming,
yeah.
And in the entryway, there's a window. And it's right by the road on his side of the
house. And it's right by the front door.
And that Bearcat rolled right on up. As soon as they threw that grenade, the Bearcat rolled up.
Ran into the house.
Through the window, bashed the window in, pulled the entire window frame off of the side of the home. At the same time, they're standing in front of this window here in the studio. They've got a crew of maybe 6 or 7 or 8 guys out in front of this window, and they've got like a claw hammer or something that they just smash this window in with. All of that happened at the same instant.
And
sure.
I wish I could
and
be
that's
there.
When he figured it out. You can see him in the... What happened was the Bearcat busts his window, and he's like, what the F? He gets up, and you can see in the surveillance footage, he goes outside and, like,
bewildered,
leans over and, like, stares.
That's what I was going to say. I wish I could go up there narrating, because I know what he was doing. He walks out the front door, and then he leans over the porch looking at something. He's looking at the window, because he's looking at what's happening to the window.
Yeah.
And
Thibault acted like,
I can't guess what he's looking at or what he's
thinking. Yeah, she's so full of it.
They were just lying.
I wonder why crazy people are running a tank into my house.
Yeah. And Ian, I told you there was 2 Bearcats. I feel like this whole time, haven't you denied
I've known there was 2 Bearcats.
Maybe it was at the beginning. I know I saw 2 Bearcats and you denied it at one point. But I couldn't remember if you ever corrected that.
I mean, I made that video, so I know there was 2 Bearcats.
Yep.
It's your wife. Just let it go.
Yeah. So... but it was, you know, it was a pretty intense situation, and so the jury got to see that again today. They got this IRS agent up there who was doing all kinds of calculations, and then Sisti just cleaned the floor with her within minutes of getting up there, and then he just drops the mic and walks away.
That's what he does. He drops the mic.
And he said something to her, because she admitted on the stand that they had never sent a letter to me or the Shire Free Church or anything like that, ever. In the, you know, the 4 years of which they're charging me for these so-called tax evasions.
And he asked, is it normal for the first time somebody gets alerted that they may owe taxes to be just in federal court? And she was like, not for civil cases. It was just like a, you know, throwaway answer that didn't actually answer anything.
Right.
Yeah, and then after she admitted that they'd never done anything to reach out and he finished his questioning, he walks away and says, thanks for trying, like suggesting that
she did something.
It was tongue-in-cheek,
right.
Sarcastic.
Well, the prosecution objected to that.
And they objected, and the judge said, strike that, what was the
gratitude.
Word? Gratitude. And everybody laughed. More coming up. It's free time.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Federal Reserve is increasing interest rates again to try to bring down inflation. The central bank hiked rates by a half a percentage point, and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell anticipates ongoing increases will be necessary to get inflation back to the 2% goal.
Ongoing increases will be appropriate,
in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
About 3 million people in the Deep South are bracing for potentially dangerous storms on Wednesday. Officials say a dangerous situation tornado watch is in effect for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. The storm system has claimed at least two lives and injured more than a dozen. The Storm Prediction Center issued a level 4 risk of severe storms, which is the second highest of 5 levels. We are USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The phones are open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. We're doing a brief recap of day number 7 of the Crypto 6 trial, the day on which basically the prosecution has rested. They still have one more partial witness that they didn't finish last Friday and then couldn't finish Monday because she came down with COVID. My ex-girlfriend, Renee, who is still apparently testing positive for COVID. So what this will lead to, we don't know. It's possible she'll be back in on Friday, and we'll be able to wrap. They'll be able to wrap their case up, and then the defense will start next week. It's also possible she'll remain sick, and there may be a mistrial called in this case. So I would say it's going to be probably one or the other of those circumstances, but we will advise you as this continues. For now, we have removed the Crypto 6 trial dates from the Keene calendar and the Free State Project activism calendar. At least if it hasn't started reflected it yet, it will reflect it at some point. So if you're planning to come up and go to the federal court church in Concord tomorrow, cancel your plans because no one's going to be there. It's definitely off for tomorrow. Friday is up in the air at this point, so we're waiting to hear. We'll know more on that probably by tomorrow night's show. Was there any other things that you guys wanted to highlight about today's overall really great day in court for the defense?
I wouldn't go really great. I would say that it was a positive day.
I felt pretty good about it.
I mean, it was the prosecution's day.
The ending is pretty important, and it ended in laughter from the whole court.
It did. Sisti ended up saying to me that he thought, at first when we first started this trial, he thought the tax charges were going to be the hardest ones to beat.
Yeah.
Because the whole case is pretty weak, but he was like not sure about which angle to, you know, come from the tax. Because it's hard, right? Like if you go up against a jury of people who pay taxes and you say, well, I'm exempt. You know, even if you're right, right? Like even if you have a good, solid argument, and I think we do, Because, number one, I'm a minister.
Plus,
right?
We're in New Hampshire.
There's a church. And secondly, I don't believe I have a duty to pay. So there's a certain things they have to prove in order to get you for, you know, tax evasion. And, you know, down the road, we'll get to that point and we'll find out whether they can even prove those things. I don't think they can, but that doesn't mean that they still can't use, let's call it jury affirmation, right? So we know what jury nullification is,
yeah,
which is where the jury can nullify a charge based on their opinion of the law. So the traditional example would be, you got somebody in a court who sold some weed, and you're sitting on a jury, and you think the war on drugs is stupid, and you want to see weed legal or whatever. Even though they caught that guy that you're on the jury for, even though they caught that defendant
on video,
red-handed, yeah, they caught him on video selling a quarter pound of weed, and they got him, right? Like, dead to rights, they got all the evidence. You can still say not guilty because you think the law is bad. Similarly, we don't talk about this with jury nullification, but it's sort of the other side of it.
Right.
The jury can also find someone guilty of something, even if the state never proved the case.
There's a lot of people on death row right now, yeah, for this very reason. This is like all the components weren't there, but the jury's just like, yeah, somebody
yeah,
died, and this is the guy in front of us.
Yeah.
And this is why I hate your juries.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know we're told that we've got the greatest judicial system in the world, but I don't know that we do.
Mm.
It really bothers me that somebody can be facing years in prison and there's 12
amateurs,
ignoramuses,
mm-hmm,
right? Like, they don't know the law.
No.
And they're supposed to come to a conclusion as to whether or not that person has, you know, done a legal thing,
yeah, well,
or an illegal
thing.
Well,
they're regular people. They're not ignoramuses. They just don't have to worry about this crap that other people have to go through because they're not activists.
Ignoramus, do you want me to do brain surgery on you?
No.
Ignoramus.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm an ignoramus.
Well, look, ignoramus is kind of
a mean
word.
It's a mean word,
but
that's exactly right.
But you are ignorant.
Ignorant just means you don't know something.
Well, right. And most people are ignorant about the law. That's a fact. I don't know if I would go so far as to call, you know, call
ignoramus,
them that.
Ignoramus, isn't that like a southern, kind of like calling someone an idiot?
Idiot is southern aphorism for idiot, but
yeah.
Ignoramus, I think, is ignoramus is just a person that's ignorant of a particular topic. Is it a loaded term? Sure, it's a loaded term. But if they find my friend guilty when the components of the crime didn't exist,
yeah,
expect many more loaded terms
well,
to roll
you,
out
yeah,
of my
then
mouth.
You should call them the ignoramus,
yeah,
but
the
not 12, now.
Okay, so here, I'm gonna go one more time. It should be a 3-judge panel. If you're going to send a person to prison for a year of their life, they only get 80 of them on the planet,
mm-hmm,
you ought to have 3 legal experts up there deciding whether or not. And by the way, those experts should not be former prosecutors.
I was going to say, the problem with judges is they rule in favor of the state.
Yeah,
that's because they're all ex-prosecutors.
But they all still get a paycheck from the government, and the charges against Ian, or is he trying to basically undermine the government's power to throw bombs?
Well, they are, but
so
I don't
the judge
think,
might just be.
I don't. I, okay, so I would rather have, personally, this is just my, just me positing it. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have 3 legally educated judges that came from different areas, mm-hmm, of the law, not prosecutors necessarily, because mm-hmm, we have way too many prosecutors in the U.S. That are judges.
Yeah.
And then I would 12 people that are just out there like, I've been watching Law and Order, so I know exactly what's going on here. I mean, like, this is the first trial in this federal courthouse in 2 years.
Just about, from what I hear.
They never have trials. Everybody pleads out.
I wonder
these
who
prosecutors don't know what they're doing. They, yeah, look like idiots because they never have a trial.
I wonder who had a trial between me and Cantwell, because Cantwell was like just about 2 years ago. I think that they took him to prison.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to tell you, but
so,
it wouldn't surprise me if nobody. It wouldn't surprise me if you're the next case after Cantwell.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy situation. But that said, the thing that Sisti had said prior to the trial is that he, you know, the least confidence that he had was regarding the tax charges. But today he completely changed his mind about it. Today he thought, oh my God,
there's
nothing here. They have nothing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a really interesting case. It's going to get more interesting if it continues on into next week. And as I said, we'll continue to update you as it goes along. Meanwhile, you can go to freekeen.com and you can read Chris Wade's detailed notes. I don't know how he does it. I mean, he's almost court reporter level, on this. He's not quite, you know, he doesn't have the fancy computer that she does, right? He's
right,
literally
exactly.
scribbling
That's
notes.
Better.
Yeah, he's literally scribbling notes the whole time.
He can let you know, like, you know, shorthand, but he's getting a lot of information down. I've been watching him. I've been sitting next to him, like, every day.
Yeah. So if you want the best coverage, because the fact is the news media is, like, kind of in and out. There were a few people there on day one and two from mainstream media, and one of the CoinDesk, I think, was there for 2 days, and then she disappeared.
Well, she's doing the Sam Bankman-Fried thing.
Oh, is she?
Mm. Yeah.
You would think CoinDesk has more than one reporter that they can send.
She's their court reporter.
Oh, they only have one.
Specifically for situations like this.
I didn't get to meet her, so I don't know anything about her.
No, she's
Don't worry,
she has an in to get more information about the case so she can write more.
The Keene Sentinel came out one day. I think the union leader was there one or 2 days. WMUR was there like the first day. And so they're just all, I think they're all just waiting on a verdict. They're not really interested in reporting on the case or any of the details about the case. So if you want the actual details,
they literally probably just came to get the opening statements from the prosecutors
so they could report that.
Then leave, and then they'll come back for verdict. Yeah.
That's probably true.
Verdict.
So check it out at freekeen.com. Also, if you don't know anything about this case, you can get started by learning over at thecrypto6.com. That's thecrypto6.com. All right, have we covered this whole thing, guys? Did you comment on everything you wanted to comment on?
I want to know how long you think it's going to take for the defense.
Less than a week.
Okay.
Yeah. So the U.S. attorney has announced charges. You mentioned the Bankman. Sam Bankman-Fried has been charged in an 8-count indictment, which sounds familiar. They had about that many. You said, I think it was Bonnie. Did you say 8 counts? Somebody said I had like 9 counts. I ended up with 25 counts. Later on, and then they dropped 17 of them, so I'm down to 8 counts as well.
Hmm.
But in my case, I'm not being accused of actually defrauding anyone.
Right.
At all.
They could not find anything like that because it didn't happen.
They could not say under oath today that the banks had lost a single red cent in any of this circumstance, even though they claim the banks were the quote-unquote victims.
Well, did they claim that today, or did they...
No, this is in a filing prior to the trial.
So
I don't know if they would even claim that today.
You know, they can say that people lost money from scammers, which was true before you went to trial. It's true now. It's true forever. Just keeps happening.
But now Bankman has been indicted. We'll talk more about what's happening there coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here and you can join the show. Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Sam Bankman-Fried, a.k.a. Fraud, or the Bankman, as I prefer to call him, he is currently in custody in the Bahamas. And I've got a story about how you don't want to be in custody in the Bahamas, apparently. I saw a headline yesterday about how it is a noted as one of the world's five worst jails, allegedly.
Wow, I thought Honduras was supposed to be, like, the worst.
Well, a lot
everything
of
everything I've heard is terrible.
Yeah, a lot of the South American jails are garbage.
Like not, Central American?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, is Honduras Central America?
Yes.
It is, yeah. Yeah. So we're going to get into that story, but I just want to give you the details here on his indictment. He was arrested, I think, two nights ago, so this is fairly recent. And then the next day, this would be yesterday, the U.S. Attorney's Office has unsealed the indictment against him, which is an eight-count indictment.
As far as the Crypto Six, we didn't mention that the judge specifically told the jury before they left today, just so you know, a man got indicted for crypto charges.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with Ian Freeman. Even if you come to a conclusion about that guy, do not let it say anything about Ian to you because they're not being... I don't know how much he went into it, but he said that
I don't know what
unrelated.
He said precisely,
he said
but basically,
not
basically saying that SBF here has nothing to do with Ian, and Ian has nothing to do with SBF.
Can't judge him.
You know, if you were to judge him based on that, you'd be an ignoramus sitting on a jury and have no business there.
Mm-mm.
So,
like, you shouldn't even have to say that.
Apparently,
you know? This is why I hate juries.
Yeah. Apparently, Bankman is not facing near as much time as I was facing at the peak of my charges. But I waited and didn't take the plea deal, and they brought more charges. So they may end up trying the same move with him if he doesn't tap out immediately, which most people will tap out immediately. So
I don't think we ever calculated how much time you were facing before the superseding indictment.
I
don't remember.
I think it was like 170 years or something, but I don't remember either. You may
the
be right.
The peak was 420 years.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Ian smokes pot. We'll do 420. That kind of sadism is not professional, and the people who did it ought to be disciplined in some way in their jobs.
So Sam Bankman-Fried has been charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit commodities fraud, conspiracy to commit securities fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and conspiracy to defraud the Federal Election Commission and commit campaign finance violations. So a bunch of conspiracy charges and only one actual non-conspiracy charge, which is wire fraud against his customers, allegedly. The charges in the indictment, this is according to the DOJ's release, by the way, arise from an alleged wide-ranging scheme by the defendant to misappropriate billions of dollars of customer funds deposited with FTX, the international currency cryptocurrency exchange founded by the defendant, and mislead investors and lenders to FTX and to Alameda Research, the cryptocurrency hedge fund also founded by the defendant. Bankman was arrested yesterday in the Bahamas on these charges and will be presented before a Bahamian magistrate judge today, where he was apparently denied bail at that particular hearing.
When are they going to move him to America? Because he's not being charged by the Bahamas, right?
They have to extradite him first, and of course, that could take some time. We don't know how long. I'm not familiar with the Bahamian court system.
The denial of bail, so I know a lot of people are happy about this. And look, the guy, I believe, was sloppy in the way he did things. I think he very much wanted to run a good business and be very successful. That's what it seemed like.
Some people say this guy was planning to bilk people from day one, that he built in a back door purposely to the site that he then utilized after it filed bankruptcy in order to dump out the rest of the site's holdings at that point. I don't think it's an accident. If what the allegations are true, and we don't know, right? Like this has all just been tried in the media so far against this guy.
Like dug deep into it.
Yeah, there's been a lot of Twitter research has been done here, and they've done a way better job apparently than the mainstream media has.
Yeah.
But ostensibly ostensibly this guy took a lot of money from his clients who deposited it onto a crypto exchange and then just did whatever the F he wanted to do with it. Those are essentially the allegations. Then lost a bunch of it, basically.
That may be true. I don't know.
That's fraud.
Sort of genuine or whatever. But what I would say is
sure, a good con man will seem genuine.
I don't think prison's going to fix this.
No, of course not. I agree with you there.
I just don't think that,
That's the sad thing. People want to get blood out of people, and it never makes things better.
Right. I mean, you know, here we are. I don't know how many years we are into the, his name is escaping me now, the guy that Bernie Madoff, who made off with the money.
Yeah. In prison.
We're however many years into Madoff's prison sentence. How? Are you whole now?
Did he get life?
Effectively. I think he got a few life sentences or something.
You know, do you feel better? Is life better now that this guy's in prison? Because I think that it doesn't do anything for anyone.
Well, I wonder if they told any of the witnesses in that case who were victims from Bernie Madoff if you witness against him, we'll give you some money. And then they don't. They just pocket whatever money they get from him.
That may very well be true. The government is, loves to just take all the money and say, yep, there won't be any restitution this time.
Yep.
Or they'll give you, the smallest amount. But either way, all I'm trying to say is that I think prison's good for people who are violent criminals, live with their fellow man. Maybe they can be corrected. Maybe they can be, rehabilitated, whatever the term may be. But we just throw everybody in prison. It's the only solution we have.
It's barbaric.
And, my guess is this Bankman Fried could probably, this genius of his, which at the very least he's a con man genius, this genius of his could be employed in some manner.
But immediately after being obviously, if they take it to court, prove beyond a shadow of doubt, this man was defrauding people, stealing money, who's going to hire him immediately?
Somebody might, and he's got a better chance of making money outside of prison than he does inside of prison. So, yeah, he's probably never going to be able to pay back all of the people who are essentially his...
His stuff gets unhacked, then he can.
What if he's
still only a fraction of what was lost?
Right. What if he's as far as I'm concerned, if they throw him in a mine with a pickaxe, that he can make more money for me as a scam victim. I'm not a scam victim of SBF, but it caused a huge ripple within the crypto industry, and Lord knows what happened and which companies. I mean, we've got several of them that went under, and some others that are facing hard times as a result. I'd love to get a little check for 35 cents every month from SBF, picking away, trying to dig, diamonds out of an African diamond mine, whatever.
Are you saying he would do that as a jail sentence?
Yeah, I was going to say, wouldn't that be slavery?
That
is slavery.
I thought you were not advocating for people to go to prison.
Yeah, but no prison, but yes, slavery.
Look, Slavery is, you know, people need to be, make people whole, and sometimes...
But wouldn't he be better off working in the tech field where he could actually put his...
If somebody wants him.
Right.
But yeah. Maybe only a diamond mine wants him, right?
Okay, yeah, maybe.
And as far as I'm concerned, every morning at 5 a.m., somebody ought to tap him on the forehead with a Glock 19 and say, time to get up, Sam. There's some people that need some work.
I don't know,
it's just
man.
A good
well, I know
man.
You don't like that kind of thing, because you're yeah. like, I want to forgive people, and you can forgive Sam. All I'm saying is, locking him in a prison someplace doesn't do any good.
I'm all in favor of forgiveness, but I'm not saying you should let the guy off the hook if you are his victim necessarily, okay. right? But that doesn't mean that you need to be using brutal violence against him in order to force him to make things right. You can incentivize somebody with the idea of, hey, look, you know, you can make things right, and or at least try to make things right, and then your reputation will potentially be partially restored. There are incentives that can come from...
I love carrots. They're yeah. much better than sticks. Yeah. They work a lot better than sticks. But every once in a while, you run up on somebody who needs a stick.
Like, maybe instead of prison, he could just be, like you said, convinced to go get a job and pay some people back,
mm-hmm.
and... have restrictions to where, like, maybe his internet's being watched, so he's not just going online and actually defrauding people or whatever.
I imagine, I imagine the Twitter sphere is going to keep a good eye on him for a while.
Yeah, <that's true. laughs>
you know?
Well, now a federal grand jury has indicted the former founder. Of course, as you know, a grand jury will indict a ham sandwich, as they say. But as the attorney for the district in New York has to say, Damian Williams, quote, now, or rather, 1 month ago, FTX collapsed, causing billions of dollars in losses to its customers, lenders, and investors. And, of course, now Bankman has been indicted.
And to be clear, this happens every few years, right? Like, so we got the Madoff guy, now we got the Bankman guy, whatever the situation is. Every few years, people fall in love with some financial wizard,
mm-hmm.
and they think that somehow Magic Money Man, mm-hmm. and
doesn't
I mean,
work that way.
Literally, some of the biggest investment firm, biggest hedge funds in the country thought this guy was a genius, yeah. and that we need to give our money to him, and they gave him a ridiculous amount. One of them is quoted, and I don't know, have the story in front of me, one of them is quoted as, like, he's playing League of Legends in, while he's on the phone with them trying to do a multi-hundred-million-dollar phone call, and they're like, we love this CEO.
Well, they're probably
he's
in
video games.
They're probably in cahoots.
He is just awful, but I don't think he should go to prison. We'll continue here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.